Welcome to my Blog Talk radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Denader, and I'm a creative life balance coach, singer, songwriter, and the author of The Art of Living a Life You Love. I am excited to have Andrew Collier on my show today. During the show, you'll hear about Andrew's musical journey, his band Circuline, the upcoming 3.2 tour, and you'll get to hear a song from the 3.2 album, The Rules of Change, during the show. Welcome, Andrew.
Thanks, Margot. Thanks for having me on today.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you on. I'm so curious to hear your musical history and a little bit about how you got involved with Robert Barry and the 3.2 tour. And it's so cool. So happy
well,
to have you on the show.
No, I'm really excited to be here, and especially knowing that you've known Robert Barry and Paul Keller, the guitar player in the 3.2 band. You know, you've known them for so long. That's very cool. So I started playing the piano when I was 3 years old, and I grew up through high school. I'm also singing and playing keyboards and playing the trumpet. I started playing the piano for churches in the fifth grade. By seventh grade, I was doing weddings. By high school, I was doing bars and restaurants and clubs. And then in college, I majored in classical piano performance. After that, I studied jazz, and I started playing in bands and did all kinds of things. And music, due to some life and some family circumstances, music had been on the back burner. Kind of into my 20s and 30s. But in 2011, I really decided that not having music as a major part of my life, I was pretty depressed. The musician part of me was depressed. I'm basically a happy person, but I wasn't happy not really pursuing music. So I just said, you know what? I'm not going to go to my deathbed without really, really trying to have a career in music. And so I just started putting one foot in front of the other. And part of that journey, I started calling lots of people I knew and said, listen, I really want to get back into music. Do you know any people? What should I, give me tips? You got any advice, people I should be meeting? And so my old friend from like grade school and high school and early college, Ron Matthews, who lives in St. Louis, said, listen, you got to go check out this band. They're going to be out there for Christmas. And I had just made this commitment, like in the summer of 2011, I was really kind of having a snapping moment, you know, personally. And so this is in the fall, and Ron says, hey, there's this band called December People. They're going to be playing at this casino over in Connecticut for Christmas. You got to go. I'll fly out, and we'll go together. And I said, December People? I've never heard of them. Who? Robert Barry? Who is that? You know, so Ron came out. We went to the show. We had a great time. And that's actually how I met Robert. It's actually how also, and Dave Med is in December People, and that's actually
right.
How I met him, and that's how I got the gig to be the backup on keyboards and vocals for the Tubes, over
that's
the next
so
couple
cool.
of years. So it was a pretty fast trip because I'm a pretty intense guy and I really applied myself. So what's funny is I met Robert and December People in December of 2011. December of 2012, Ron and I went to another show in New Jersey where they had a bunch of staff who didn't show up, and Ron and I wound up working the spotlights up on the catwalk in the roof of the theater, you know, and so here, you know, we got the headsets on and we're like following everybody around with the spotlights. And then by the next year, 2013, I was in the progressive rock tribute band Down in Gray. And then by 2014, that had transformed into Circuline. And then everything has just been really kind of taking off ever since. So I think because of, yeah, it's been really, been pretty wild ride. And so I think Robert was just watching how hard that I've been working over these past 8 years. He called me last year. So we'll say 7 years. I've been a sideman in other bands. I've done some tours with other artists. Circuline has 3 records out, played international festivals, toured in England. I've got a bunch of solo work out, done some film and television soundtracks. And so I think, you know, Robert just saw how hard I was working, and he saw my playing a lot in a lot of these videos. And, you know, I would always send him copies of stuff. And to me, he was always kind of like a mentor, Because I met him in 2011 when I said to him, I really want to get back into music and I'm just trying to get started. You know, and then 7 years later, he's calling me saying, listen, you know, I really like your playing and I see how hard you're working, you know, and I'm going to need somebody for this 3.2 tour who's going to really be dedicated. And first of all, who can actually pull it off? He said,
right.
I think you can, I think you can do it. And, you know, and it's, and because he's married to Ron's younger sister, Rebecca, who I've known since, I don't know, she was eight, we were like 10 years older, you know, whatever it means since we were kids. It's, it's been, you know, it's been kind of like a dream come true and the hardest thing I've ever done. Cause this material, you know, we're covering Keith Emerson, Emerson, Lincoln Palmer, yes, Genesis, Jethro Tull, all the new 3.2 stuff, the old three stuff from the '80s. It's a lot.
I can't even imagine. I remember you and Paul both posting on the three page and probably the 3.2 page that it took hours to learn 5 minutes of a song or something.
Oh, I did
like that.
Yeah, I spent like exactly. I think I spent one day. I think I spent 2 hours on like 20 seconds, one segment because, you know, a lot of times and you know, thank goodness that I between the Tubes and all the other bands that I've been working with for the last 8 years. There's no music. There's no sheet music. They just say, here's the record, you know, learn it off the record. So, you know, in the old days, we'd have to do vinyl or cassettes or CDs.
Right.
I did a lot of stuff off CDs. But now, thank goodness, we have software. It's called, you know, this amazing slowdown or software. We can slow it down to, say, 50% or 30% of the speed so we can hear the notes that they're playing, and then we still have to write it down, and then you still have to figure it out, and you still have to learn how to play it.
Right.
The software is just a helpful tool, but we still have to, you know, do the work of figuring it out. So, but yeah, it's you know, it's a ton of work, but it's all coming along, and rehearsals start in September with the full band. I mean, I've been working on this stuff since last year, but rehearsals are in September, and we'll be on the West Coast for a couple of weeks, and then we're going to be out pretty much the whole month of October on the East Coast and the Midwest and the South. So anyway, no, it's exciting. Paul, and you know, Paul Keller, for those of you listening, whether you're listening live or on the replay, you should go back and check out Paul Keller's interview with Margot from last week.
That was a lot of fun. Yeah.
He's a great guy and a great player. And go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, all of my shows are available for replays on my show page at blogtalkradio.com/liveyourmusic. And so people can go and find those, and they can also find the interviews that I've done with Robert as well. So those are all available. And I just want to say this because it frustrates me sometimes when I'm listening to the shows and back afterwards, is that it's easiest to do it on the computer because then you can go forward and back if you want to. When you can listen to it on your iPhone or your iPad or whatever, but unfortunately it won't let you go back if you miss something.
The way the streaming works. Okay.
Right. Yeah. The way the streaming works on the phone or on the iPad is not quite as easy to deal with as it is on the computer, but it's available all three ways. So people can listen to them wherever they are, whenever they want to. And, oh my gosh, this is just
so
exciting!
I have to ask you, what made you want to do this show, Live Your Music? What made you want to start this and interview people?
Well, here's the thing. I'm glad you asked because you said something that I wanted to comment on, which is you didn't want to die with your music still in you, right? And Wayne Dyer, who has been a great teacher in my life since the 70s. I read his first book, Erroneous Zones, way back then, had always said, don't die with your music still in you. And Robert had said to me one time when we were talking, he says, Margo, what do Wayne Dyer and Tony Robbins and all those guys do that you don't like? And I like to look for what I do like, so I'm all, well, nothing, you know. And then I thought about it, and I thought, wait, Wayne says don't, and he says die. And he says don't a lot, actually. And I thought, how can I say it without the don't, without the die? Live your music. So
that's great.
Yeah, and I actually started out, I was just talking with my brother about this today, in fact, this morning, that it was in 2011 in May on our mom's birthday, May 20th, that I did my first telegathering, it was called. It wasn't on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Yeah, that I did a monthly show each, or call each month for 12 months to go with my book, The Art of Living a Life You Love. And so each month we went over a chapter of the book. And he and I were talking about how we want to do that again. So, yeah, I want to set up some of those. But, no, I've always loved music. Music's always been a passion of mine, and it was something that I got discouraged about doing from my grandmother. And so I had put it aside for a long time and was standing in the shadows with Robert and Paul and Gene and Hush. And then my husband is a musician also. And so,
oh, cool.
You know, it just... Yeah, and our son, and we've recorded a lot of songs with Robert down at the studio. In fact, I think over 30 songs.
Oh,
there.
Well, I didn't know that. Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah, yeah, and I've even gotten to get recorded singing the last couple of times we were down there. So, oh, God, talk about scary and exciting.
Cool.
But Robert makes everything so believable that you can do it, and he is so kind, and I don't know if you've ever been in one of his recording sessions yet, but he's just amazing how he makes everybody feel so comfortable and how he's so incredibly talented, and yet he makes sure that people feel good. He I don't know, he has a way of making people relax and have fun and feel good. So, you know, he's amazing. And then, like you were talking about those keyboard parts, so when I first met he and Paul and Gene back in the 70s, he was the keyboard player originally, and then gradually would start to play guitar occasionally because he liked playing the guitar. But the keyboard parts in 3.2, the rules have changed that he played.
Oh, man.
Oh, his fingers, I swear to God, I can picture his fingers, and they're like, I don't even know how they were touching the keys. They're going so fast.
It's ridiculous. It's really... Paul and I, you know... Basically what happens is those two get together to rehearse, and they tell me that they say, well, this part is hard, but it's not as hard as what Andrew has to do.
Yeah. You've definitely got the hardest part because, I mean, who do you have? You have Keith Emerson and Robert Berry as the ones, you know, those two. And Robert's been playing keyboard his whole life. His dad had a piano and organ store originally, so.
Yeah.
He started out with keyboard. Yeah. Well, the time is just flying by. I've got to have you on again sometime when we can have a longer show and talk more details about the different things that you've been doing in your musical journey and how you're living your music. It's so cool. I think it's so
That would
cool.
be great.
But I have Powerful Man from the 3.2 album queued up, and I wanted to play that and then we'll actually talk to you about it briefly first and then play it and then talk about that a little bit more. So what would you like to say about that song before I cue it up?
About Powerful Man? Well, what's cool about it is that when Robert got back together with Keith Emerson, their goal was to pick up where they had left off with the original 3 album because they had started writing a second album back in 1987 or 88. And so... You know, sonically, it still sounds like it's a late 80s song, but with kind of some modern updates. So it sounds kind of like pop. It sounds kind of like rock. It's got some cool proggy moments. And it's designed to be able to reach a wide audience. And so almost anyone, you know, it's got an easily accessible melodies. And it's just a fun, happy song. And it's about... other people who had wealthy or rich or famous or powerful fathers. So it's kind of it's told as from the standpoint of someone who had a dad, you know, like if Phil Collins was your dad or if Paul McCartney was your dad or if,
Keith
you know,
Emerson.
Someone, Keith Emerson, exactly. If Keith Emerson was your dad. So it's a very cool song. And if you haven't seen it, people should check it out on YouTube. It was released because the album was on Frontiers. It's on the Frontiers Records YouTube channel. But if you just type in, you know, 3.2 Robert Berry, Powerful Man in YouTube, it's a very cool video. People should check it out.
Oh, it is. It's a super cool video. I love the song. I love the video, and I'm going to play the song. It's 5 minutes long, and right after that, we will talk some more.
Okay. We'll be right back.
I love that song.
Yes, it's, you know what? It's happy. It's positive. It's upbeat. It's, yeah, it's great.
Well, Robert will tell you that I'm one of the most positive people he knows.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I really resonate with happy and positive, and I just feel like the world needs, I think sometimes people think I don't see that there's anything bad or that nothing bad happens to me, but it's just that I choose to focus on what's good and what's right and what I can do, and want to try and get as much happiness out there in the world as possible. And part of that's with, you know, playing happy songs, listening to happy songs, instead of choosing to listen to the ones that bring you down and make you feel sad and helpless and everything, you know. So, yeah, that one's, it's called Powerful Man, but it's also a very empowering song in the way it sounds and the lyrics. But, you know, the thing that's kind of, I was thinking about while I was listening to it, though, Andrew, is that's interesting is that Robert wrote the lyrics, but family has always been so incredibly important to him, and that's why he stayed in the Campbell area, because his mom and dad were down in that area, and then he got married, and he had his kids, and he wanted to stay in the area, you know, with them, and so those are part of the reasons why, other than his brief time over in England, he's always come back to the Campbell area and lived in the Campbell area. So, you know, he's not one, he's a powerful man, but, and he's a talented one, but he's also one that really valued being a dad too, and now a dad, stepdad to Rebecca's girls and everything. So,
right.
You know, yeah, but I think that Keith Emerson was probably a lot about him, you know, about how he had to spend so much time away from his kids.
Yeah, you see that in the video. Yeah. I mean, I read a lot of musician biographies because I think it's just fascinating. And I can't imagine what it would be like to be married at such a young age and then be gone all the time touring, you know, because a career in the arts and entertainment is all consuming. It can be, you know, I mean, you know, almost every biography you read, you will talk about, because most of the people write these books when they're in their 60s and 70s, and they've got 40 or 50 years that they can kind of reflect on and look back and with some years of wisdom and maturity and think, wow, well, you know, we were so young, and, you know, most of them, their relationship with their children is better now, but I'm sure it would be, you know, really tough, especially at that kind of time period in the 60s and the 70s or even the 80s. The world is very different now, you know, at the time of this recording. You know, partly because you can stay connected with people. You've got text, Facebook Messenger, FaceTime, you know, Skype. There's all
Instagram,
kinds of ways to stay in contact with people. Instagram, all that stuff. But back then, you know, it was a telephone or a handwritten letter. That was it. You know,
we're living in
the time, space time of the Jetsons compared to, you know, what we had back then.
I love that show.
Right?
Yeah, I loved both the Flintstones and the Jetsons, you know, but because of the contrast, you know, my husband Dudley's always said, he's a graphic artist and photographer as well as a musician, and he's always told me that contrast creates interest, and it's so true, whether it's in art or photography, a song or life, or even contrasting what shows you watch and what movies you watch, and contrast also helps make life more interesting.
Yeah.
And there's lots of contrast in the type of songs that you guys are going to be playing during that tour. So did you find out if they have firmed up the California dates yet?
We were just on the phone. We were having like an epic 2-hour phone meeting. The answer is yes and no. Basically, there was one date that we had concrete that we moved because we're adding a bunch of other dates. So it looks like it's going to be somewhere between 5 and 8 dates. In California, it will be the Labor Day falls on the first Monday of September. So not that first week, but the second and the third week of September is when we're going to be in California. And we're trying to get all those dates where it's a constant juggle because, you know, a venue says, we don't have Wednesday, but we'll give you Tuesday. Okay, well, we'll take Tuesday there. Then we have to go like Thursday over. It's a lot of juggling.
I can't even imagine what it
it's
must
crazy.
Be like to try and coordinate all the different dates. And then all the guys have to be available for the time.
Right.
You know, Oh my gosh, that's gonna be so cool, though. I know.
Are we gonna see you? I'm assuming we have to see you.
Well,
one of
as long
shows.
As you're in the Bay Area somewhere, you know. I mean, anywhere
I guarantee,
in the Bay Area.
Here, let me. You know what? I can. What I can probably tell you. Let me pull up the spreadsheet for that. I can tell you.
I mean, it's not a for
where
sure yet, but
at.
You can. Yeah.
Right. We're looking at. We're looking at the Catalyst in Santa Cruz. We're looking at Michael's on Main in Santa Cruz. We're looking at the Fox Theater in Redwood City. We're looking at the Firehouse in Pleasanton.
Mm-hmm.
Down in this L.A. kind of San Pedro, Long Beach, there's a place called Alba's Showroom. We're going to be there for sure.
Mm-hmm.
They were talking to Harlow's in Sacramento. There was a there was a Napa Valley. Napa Valley Blue Note. How many is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's 6. But there's other things that I don't know about because I'm not the manager. So
yeah.
But I
well,
guarantee
only...
we're going to be around there somewhere.
Okay. Well, I'll make it to Dudley, and I will make it to one of them where
okay.
Somewhere in that area. But you
okay.
know what? We've only got about 3 minutes left until we get cut off.
Oh my
off.
Gosh.
So yeah. So what would you like to leave the guests with? What do you want to have to say to everybody out there before we do have to say bye?
You know what? First of all, my website's popping into my mind. So if anyone wants to find out more about the kind of things that I do, go to callyermusic.com. That's C-O-L-Y-E-R music.com. And I'm also on Facebook, Call Your Music, Instagram, Call Your Music, Twitter, YouTube. It's all under Andrew, Call Your Music. So thanks for checking that out. I'd love to have I'll give you a special gift if you sign up for our email list. You'll get some free stuff. But we would love to see you on tour. And also our band Circuline is circulinemusic.com, C-I-R-C-U-L-I-N-E. That's another modern progressive rock band that I could talk on for, you know, we've 4 to 5 years now, so that's going well. I just appreciate you having me on. I appreciate the opportunity to be touring with Robert this year. I feel like it's an honor and a privilege and a responsibility that I'm taking very seriously. So, you know, Robert is a great guy. He's a fun guy. So is Paul. The shows are going to be great. They're going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be some songs that you've heard on the radio. So if people are afraid to come out for progressive rock, you know, we're doing Jethro Tull, Yes, Genesis, the Keith Emerson, the Emerson, Lake and Palmer. Plus we're doing some stuff off Robert's solo catalog that he, some stuff he wrote with Steve Howe from Yes. You'll see a high level of musicianship, but it's also some stuff that you can sing along with, and there'll be some funny moments and happy moments and intimate moments. And, It's just going to be a really great time, and we just hope to see you guys at the shows. And we appreciate you tuning into Margo's show and checking this out today.
Yeah, and share this with your family and friends so that they can go to the shows too. It is going to be amazing. It's going to be really fun. And those are all some of my favorite musicians and bands from the past. So, you know, and I still love them. So that'll
That's
be
right.
perfect. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's gonna be radio friendly, and why I say that is because sometimes you'll go see some other bands and they play these deep cuts off the vinyl that, you know, people have never heard before, and it goes on for really a long time. But you're not gonna hear that at this show.
Okay, cool. Well, we have less than a minute left, and I just want to
okay.
say, Andrew, I am so glad you're living your music, and I'm so thankful that you and Robert connected and that you're going to be part of the live touring band with Paul and Robert and Jimmy. And I'd like to have Jimmy on the show sometime, too.
Oh, we should get Jimmy on the show. Hey, Jim, for all you don't know, Jimmy Keegan, he was with Spock's Beard for 15 years. He was on the Carlos Santana, what's that big, the big hit, the giant album that came out, Rob Thomas and Smooth. And anyways, Carlos Santana, he's played and toured with tons of people. He's amazing. So and he sings like a bird. So Jimmy is another really valuable member of the band.
That's fantastic. Well, we're going to have to say bye, but I can't wait to have you back on the show.
I can't wait to be back.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Bye for now, everyone. Live your music.
Thanks, Margo.
Thanks. Bye.